ABCE Productions proudly presents A Christmas Carol, brought to you by Ashley, Becca, Kathy, and Ernie. And now, A Christmas Carol.
We find ourselves here today in a small diner in Fargo following the male which we previously made contact with. He has entered the building and been seated by the waitstaff. He seems comfortable here, though there seems to be a strange occurrence happening. Some sort of an apparition has materialized. It looks like a woman, though the dartboard is clearly visible through her. There is some sort of chain fetish bound about her middle. There are charms attached to this chain in the shape of cashboxes, keys, and other monetary memorabilia. It is yet unclear what her purpose is. It appears she is making contact with the male. Let's listen in on their interaction.
Oh, now. What do you want with me?
Much.
And you are?
Ask me who I was.
Well, okay then. Who were you? You're a bit particular there for a shade, you know.
In life, I was your partner, Margie Jane from Vancouver.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Oh. Oh, jeez. Can you sit down?
I can.
Okay then go ahead. I may not want to sit in that chair there. It's got a wobbly leg.
Thank you.
Well, hi there. Can I get you something to drink?
Oh, hiya there, Mary. Maybe just a pitcher of PBR and a glass of water.
Okie dokie, I'll have it in a jiff.
So what were we talking about there, Margie?
You don't believe in me.
Well, no.
So what evidence would you have of my reality beyond that of your senses?
Oh, I don't know.
Why do you doubt your senses?
Oh, because a little thing affects them. You know, a slight disorder of the stomach makes them cheats. You may be an undigested bit of beef, a blad of mustard, a crumb of cheese, a fragment of underdone potato. You know, there's more gravy than grave about you, whatever you are.
The spirit thing is raising quite a fuss, though no one else seems to notice. The male seems quite upset by this noisy display. Perhaps it is an intimidation ritual to test him.
Oh, jeez. Dreadful apparition. Why do you bother me?
Men are the worldly mind. Do you believe in me or not?
Well, here you go. Are you ready to order?
Oh, super. Yeah. I'll get the deep dish. You know the special that Marty made. You know, the one with the sauerkraut. And extra on the sauerkraut, you know.
Okie dokie, I'll have it in a jiff.
Scrooge, do you believe in me or not?
Oh, I do. I must. But why do spirits walk the earth? And why do they come to me?
It's required of every man that the spirit within him should walk among his fellow men and travel far and wide. And if that spirit goes not forth in life, it's condemned to do so after death. It's doomed to wander through the world. Oh, woe is me, and witness what it cannot share, but might have shared on earth, and turn it to happiness.
You seem a bit fettered there. Why so?
I wear the chain I forged in life. I made it link by link and yard by yard.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. I girded it on my own free will, and of my own free will I wore it. Is its pattern strange to you? Or would you know the weight and the length of the strong coil you bear yourself? It was full, as heavy, and as long as this 7 Christmas Eves ago. You've labored on it since. It's a ponderous chain.
The male now seems to be looking for signs that similar fetters restrain him.
Oh, Margie Jane. Tell me more. Speak comfort to me there, Margie.
Here you go.
Thank you there, hon.
I am none to give. It comes from other regions, Ebenezer, and it's conveyed by other ministers to other kinds of men. Nor can I tell you what I would. A very little more is all that's permitted to me. I can't rest. I can't stay. I can't linger anywhere. My spirit never walked beyond our counting house. Mark me. In life, my spirit never roved beyond the narrow limits of our money-changing hole. And weary journeys lie before me.
You must have been a bit slow about it there, Margie.
Slow?
Well, 7 years dead. And traveling all the time.
The whole time. No rest, no peace. Incessant torture of remorse.
You travel fast then there, Margie.
On the wings of the wind.
You're darn tootin'. You might have got over a great lot of ground in the last 7 years.
Oh, captive bound and double iron, not to know that any Christian spirit working kindly in its little sphere, whatever it may be, will find its mortal life too short for its vast means of usefulness. Not to know that no space of regret can make amends for one's life's opportunity misused. Yet such was I. Oh, such was I.
But you were always a good businesswoman there, Margie.
Business? Mankind was my business. The common welfare was my business. Charity, mercy, forbearance, and benevolence were all my business. The dealings of my trade were but a drop of water in the comprehensive ocean of my business.
Oh.
At this time of the rolling year, I suffer most. Why did I walk through the crowds of fellow beings with my eyes turned down and never raise them to that blessed star which led the wise men to a poor abode? Were there no poor homes to which its light would have conducted me? Hear me, my time is nearly gone.
Oh, I will there, Margie. But don't be hard upon me. Don't be flowery. Pray, how is it that I appear before you in a shape that you can see? I don't know. I've sat invisible beside you many and many a day.
A chance and hope of my procuring, Ebenezer.
Oh, you were always a good friend to me there, Margie. I thank you for that.
You will be haunted by three spirits.
Did you save any room for dessert now, did you?
Yeah, real good.
Scrooge, three spirits. You're going to be haunted by three spirits.
Oh, three spirits. Is that the chance and hope you mentioned there, Margie?
You're darn tootin'.
Oh, no. Oh, I think I'd rather not.
Without their visits, you can't hope to shun the path I tread.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. Expect the first tomorrow when the bell tolls one.
Oh. Oh, jeez. Hey, Margie. Couldn't I just take them all at once and have it over with?
Expect the second on the next night at the same hour. The third upon the next night when the last stroke of 12 has ceased to vibrate. Look to see me no more. And look that for your own sake you remember what's passed between us.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Oh, jeez.
The spirit seems to be departing now. It's drifting towards the window and is passing beyond it. It looks as if it is beckoning the male from outside. The male has attempted to chase after it, though he is foiled by the glass, and seems to be stunned by what he now sees. There seems to be a commotion outside as other spirits fly around, raising a terrible ruckus. The spirits seem to be fading away now, and the waitress looks on with concern as the male returns to his meal. It seems he may have unwittingly taken the first step towards shamanism tonight.